Well, the attack that took place 71 years ago today against targets all across the island of Oahu and the territory of Hawaii resulted in the lives being lost. 2,403 Americans were killed. Most of the Americans that were killed during the raid on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, were on the battleship USS Arizona. At about 8 minutes after 8 a.m. that Sunday morning, a Japanese bomb fell on the ship that detonated the ship's forward magazine and killed just over 1,100 sailors with one explosion. So very, very high loss of life, 2,403, and among that number, 65 civilians were killed.
Those numbers, being put in perspective, that number about 2,400 is roughly the number of lives that have been lost in more than 10 years of our war with Afghanistan. And to lose those all at the same time, obviously the world went into shock at this.
Right. It was for the United States a national tragedy. And it was a moment that the entire world watched because the world was already at war, although the United States had not joined the conflict yet. The world watched this moment because the world knew right then and there that this moment was going to provoke American intervention in the world war, which it did.
And one of the reasons we're talking to you this morning, aside from the fact that this is the anniversary, is that the Military Channel is presenting the world premiere of a new documentary tonight called Pearl Harbor Declassified. And I understand there's some new and compelling information in that documentary.
That's right. What this documentary does is it re-examines some old information and it brings to light some new information as well. But the new examination of the old material is especially compelling and revealing because we're doing something that people 20 years ago could not have done, and that is we're taking existing film footage. We are able to use stabilizing software that stabilizes old, jerky, bouncy handheld film footage. We are also able to up-convert old standard definition 16-millimeter video, up-convert it to digital high definition. The up-convert process reveals things that you couldn't see in the old standard definition version of the video. So the documentary is presenting information, some of it old, but in a new way.